Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey, Alex here, and you're listening to another episode of the Market Adventures podcast. Since markets close today, Monday, September 6th, let's talk about one of the most overlooked skills in stock trading that anybody can do from day one. Stay tuned. So every guru out there is selling their own version of a trading plan, right? To date, there are thousands of indicators that are used, modified, created, just to get an edge on the market. Even more, most of them are saying that theirs is the best. We're talking about people who are adjusting and modifying. Well, here's the truth. There's only one thing you need to do to have success in stocks at a very basic level. We're talking about just when to buy, when to sell type stuff. Now, I say a very basic level because there are so many other variables that are critical to success in the stock market. Control of emotions and discipline being principally important. To be honest, you don't even need to know much about the company you're actually trading in a lot of cases. Granted, you've already set parameters for what companies will fall into the group that you're willing to trade, right? When I say parameters, I mean like certain size of a company, how long the company's been traded for, things like that. For me, I don't trade just any company. Even if the chart looks good, the company has to make sense for me. So within a certain context of that, right, you don't have to know much about many of the companies you're trading. Now, this is different from investing, where you're buying to own equity, right? You're becoming one with the company you're buying. You want to know a little bit about that company. But for trading, you really don't need to know much outside of those parameters you set when you initially start trading. Now, if you remember previous episodes, I've talked about a few indicators that I like to use when I'm trading. The common denominator in all of them is that there are default indicators. I don't adjust them any which way besides changing the colors. And they're simple to use. Nothing fancy at all. Remember, simple is still sexy. But I can also trade just as well without the indicators. I can strip the chart completely naked and trade just as well. Because this skill, right, should be honed prior to using indicators. The simple important tip to trading in stocks is to pull up the chart of the stock you're going to trade and look left. That's it. Looking left on a chart shows you what the stock has done in the past. This is true using all time frames, be it you want to be a position trader looking at the monthly charts and weekly charts, you want to be a swing trader looking at daily charts and weekly charts, or you want to be a day trader and you're looking just intraday, right? As we've talked about before on this show, price has memory. And why does price have memory? Because the people who are buying and selling have memories. Remember, the stock market, albeit very scary to most people, is just a big group of people, right? And money they're using. That's all it is. It's not the inside of a car where you got nuts and bolts and this and that. It's not a inside of a rocket ship where you have, you know, different thingies. I've never been inside a rocket ship, but you know, I'm assuming it's really hard because being a rocket scientist is like the craziest thing you could say to somebody. So, you know, it's not that. It's a group of people like you and me, and the stock market is essentially figuring out what those people may or may not do in certain instances, right? So when you talk about stocks and prices, it's people who drive the prices. So when we say price has memory, each of those individual people have a memory of what happened to that price at a particular time, right? Even though a lot of trading is done through computers now and algorithms, those algorithms are still set by people and they're set to learn. So even the algorithms are planning for certain points of emotion based on the people who set it and the people who are involved in moving the prices who aren't computers. Now, as I digress. If you look at the chart, you'll notice that a stock will respond to certain prices more often than others. A stock may blow past a price of $20, but spend a week or 2 weeks sitting at $24 or $25. Similarly, instead of spending time at $25, the price may get rejected up there and begin to fall shortly after reaching that price. Maybe every time that stock hits $25 in the past, it has come down. On the bull side, stocks may find a bottom number several times over in its history and continually bounce higher every time it gets that low. Let's say a stock continually trades above $100, and every time it touches $100, it goes up again, right? So on the bull side, a stock may find a bottom near that number, 100 in this case, several times over. You don't need an indicator to tell you that. You just look left. You don't need Bollinger Bands or Fibonacci lines and levels to tell you that. You can see that by just looking left. Now, here's the truth that you need to be ready for. You can't trade the middle of the chart. You can't trade to the left of the chart. You can only trade to the hard right of the chart, the current prices. You're not allowed to trade the past. It is much harder, in all honesty, to trade on the right side of the chart, right? The most current prices. The right side is a harder part to trade, but using the past as prologue in your chart reading will take your trading to another level. It'll make that part of the trading much easier because you're essentially taking it out of your hands, right? When you're on the right side of the chart, you're looking at current stock prices and you're deciding, I don't know if it's going to go up or go down or go sideways. By looking to the left, it narrows your decision-making down to a smaller range. And that makes your trading a lot simpler, a lot easier. If a stock has always bounced up when it hits a certain level, then you buy. If a stock has always turned down when it hits a certain level, then you can sell, right? Or sell short if you decide to. You need to get out of a stock though. I'm going to give you this part. If a stock continually bounces off a certain level historically, and that level doesn't hold and the stock goes below that, you need to get out. You got to get out because something went wrong, right? When stocks bounce or get rejected, it's because people are there and those same people have the same intensity behind their beliefs, right? If a stock is at $100 and someone believes it's cheap and it goes up to 110 and comes back down to 100, that person at 100 is still going to think it's cheap and they're still going to be willing to buy, right? And other people may be willing to buy, but if that person no longer thinks 100 is cheap and they're not willing to buy at 100 and the stock drops below 100, something has changed. You got to get out and look somewhere else. The left side cannot predict the future, right? It told us that guy was there before, that gal was there before, but it cannot tell us that they'll be there again, right? Precedents can be violated. But if those investors do show up at those levels as it did in the past, and everything lines up, you can trust the trend that will follow. As a beginner, let the left lead your trading decisions. Remember, I want you to really key in on this. Simple trading is sexy. Slow money is sweet. Don't let TikTok or Twitter or any of those other platforms where people only post what they're doing when they're doing successfully, right? Don't make that feel like you have to rush this process. We're all here to learn and grow as investors. So let's grow, right? Thanks for tuning in today. Remember to check out marketadventures.co for the latest blog posts. This has been your host, Alex Cunningham, saying be well, and remember, as you begin searching for answers to life's challenges, don't seek security. Seek adventure.